Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our coverage of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And I'm with one of the tremendous minds in the football business, and Greg Cosell from NFL Films, who is also analyzing the Scouting Combine for NFL.com. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the Eagles' defense. They have defensive coordinator Bill Davis, and you've studied his defenses over the years. What do you think that he will bring with him to Philadelphia?
Well, the one thing about Billy Davis is he's been part of 3-4s, he's been part of 4-3s. He's coached in the NFL over 20 years. Sometimes I think we all get caught up too much in 3-4, 4-3, just because you see people with their hand on the ground or you see people standing up. It's more about gap concepts. You can have three guys with their hand on the ground or four guys standing up and theoretically be playing 4-3 concepts. And I think you might see that in Philadelphia. You might see what looks like a 3-4, but really 4-3 concepts. They've got to find out if Brandon Graham is comfortable playing in a two-point stance. Is Trent Cole comfortable playing in a two-point stance? They have to find out if they have a D tackle that can play head up on an offensive center. They don't know all this yet. You know, they're going to learn as they go. So while, again, Billy Davis might have a view of how he'd like to play defense, I think he's going to have to look at the talent and see how it fits, because he's been around long enough to know you don't go in and say, here's what we're doing no matter what. So I think people shouldn't get too caught up in this 3-4, 4-3 stuff.
How many versatile defenses do you see in the NFL nowadays?
Ah, too numerous for our conversation today, Chris. But I think teams now, they move players around so much before the snap. They're very multiple in their looks. They're very multiple in their use of personnel. I think this is what the league has morphed into now. So that's why I think this emphasis on 3-4-4-3, to me, it's not that important. They'll figure out whether guys can play with their hand on the ground or they can't, whether a guy can play better standing up in a two-point stance. They'll find all that out.
Now, Greg, there's no question the secondary must be better.
Yes.
What do you do to fix this Eagle secondary?
That's going to be a tough one, because you got to line up with people. So the question, there's a lot of talk about Nnamdi Asamoah. We don't know how that's going to play out. I think the safety position, whether it's the same guys or new guys, has to be better. It's as simple as that. Whether Nate Allen is back with a new coaching staff and can play at a higher level, a level that clearly the, you know, Howie Roseman and the previous coaching staff thought he could get to and hasn't quite, can he get there? I can't answer that. But the safety position has to be better, as does the corner position, for the Eagles to be a better defense.
Greg, last question. It is, the draft is coming up. The Eagles have a lot of options. Number 4 overall pick, 8 total picks. Are there options there that can help them fix this defense?
There's always options. And again, what it comes down to is how you do your draft board, which, you know, of course, I'll never know what their draft board looks like specifically. But it comes down to how you do your draft board and do you stick to your draft board. When you pick at 4, you have to get a really good player. You know, is he a Hall of Famer? That's irrelevant. But he has to be a really good player. So you can't, at 4 to me, you can't worry about needs. You've got to pick a player who's going to be an all-pro type player that you know you can plug in and he's going to be there. You know, I don't want to say for 10 years, those things don't mean anything anymore, but through the length of his first contract and be an all-pro type player.
I know I said last question, but any defensive player you like at that spot?
Again, now you get back to how they're going to play, but I love the Sharif Floyd kid from Florida. I think he's really a one-gap penetrator. I think he's what they call a three technique. When people hear 3-4, they never think of three techniques, but that's not necessarily true. Wade Phillips theoretically plays a 3-4, but he really plays a 4-3, and there is a three technique. So, again, it all depends. I think that kid's a terrific player, and if he was available at 4, I would draft that. He's a tackle-for-loss player.
Outstanding analysis, as always, from Greg Cosell of NFL Films and NFL.com. Thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.